Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. Thank you for your great love in calling us out of darkness into your marvelous light. It's now as born of the Spirit. We are in the kingdom in fellowship with the Father and Son. And as this picture portrays, we on this wonderful journey, then this path just gets brighter and brighter. As Father and the Son just take us deeper into their truth, their plan for us, our names written in heaven, into the fullness of the kingdom realities, into the fullness of the Son of all love. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 2 John 1, verse 1 to 4. The elder to the lady chosen by God and to her children, whom I love in the truth, and not I only, but also all who know the truth, because of the truth which lives in us and will be with us forever. Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and from Jesus Christ the Father's Son will be with us in truth and love. It has given me great joy to find some of your children walking in the truth, just as the Father commanded us.
Hallelujah. You know, I remember one of the first scriptures that I embraced and still embrace. It's where Jesus speaks to his disciples in John 8, verses 31 and 32. And he says that he speaks to those that believe, the Jews who believe in him. He says, if you hold to my teachings, you are really, truly my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And then so beautifully, the same beloved disciple John shares there, now that Jesus is not here on the earth, he was here on the earth with John and the disciples raising them up, but he's now in heavenly places, firstborn among many brethren, and declaring truth. He says, 1 John 1, verses 3 to 7, we proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us, and our fellowship is with the Father and his Son. We write this to make your joy complete. To make our joy complete. So all of us find our joy now in the Lord. That is the truth. Amen. The true Savior come from the true God that gives us a true kingdom, the true Spirit. And so we need to just stay in the Spirit, because God is light and in him is no darkness. And when we just stay in fellowship, and then we walk in the light, in the goodness of that fellowship, that truth, we arise and shine. And so that is a big reality, guys. There's so much deception out there. You know, when your truth is about persecution, or your truth is about the darkness, you're busy with the things that are coming upon this earth to those that don't know the truth. The darkness tests, do you know the truth? And when you stay in what God is saying to you, you overcome the darkness, you overcome the trials, you overcome the devil comes to lie, steal, kill, and destroy. So you overcome the lies that come to steal, kill, and destroy. And because now you're holding fast to the truth, amen, not the lies. And that is leading you in paths of righteousness with Jesus into the kingdom, into the fullness of the realities of his plan. So you've been a light in the darkness, a river in the desert, a shadow of a great rock in a weary land. Now, I love this letter. It's speaking to this woman that is in truth, and then her children are in truth, and how John gets joy out of that. And I believe that's what God gets joy out of. Now, Naomi is a lover of God, a precious teacher, and I perceive and I enjoy her spirit. So I'll send you what she speaks about truth. And it's something I've been meditating on as well. Because it is the first thing of the armor that we take hold of. And that truth is then a part of all the parts of the armor we take on. So if we haven't got truth, we're not going to have righteousness. We're not going to have the right gospel. And we're not going to have the right faith and the right understanding of salvation and the sword of the Spirit. So guys, stay in truth and take hold of this wonderful word here from Naomi in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Naomi's words, when truth holds the heart together. Have you wondered why the belt of truth was given as the very first item of armor to put on? The word never misses a beat in revealing deeper mysteries. Grace and truth came through our Lord Jesus Christ, that's in John 1:14. Truth holds everything together. God's truth is not cold or harsh, but living, steady, and deeply healing. Jesus did not come carrying truth as a weapon to crush us. He came full of grace and truth, revealing the heart of God in a way that restores, corrects, and frees. Truth is the belt that secures the soul. It keeps our inner man, mind, will, and emotions, from unraveling downward when emotions shift, when voices conflict, and when deception tries to disguise itself as wisdom. To be girded with truth is to be rooted in what God says is real, not what fear, flesh, or culture insists is true. Truth brings divine order to the heart and clarity to the mind, and most importantly, rest. Jesus himself is the perfect expression of truth. He is our Sabbath rest. In him, truth is not merely a statement, but a person, a way, a presence. And because he came in grace and truth, we learn that truth without grace can wound, but truth wrapped in grace heals and restores. Grace makes truth approachable. Truth makes grace transformative. This is what we have been called to become, transformative ambassadors. This is why the Holy Spirit matters so deeply. He leads us into all truth, not to condemn us, but to align us with the will of God. This is why praying in the Spirit and with our understanding are both crucial in discerning truth. As truth is unveiled by praying in the Spirit, seeking the will of God by the Spirit, receiving mysteries unknown to the natural mind, freedom follows. Chains break. Confusion lifts. The soul begins to enter into a supernatural resting place to hear and subsequently prosper because it is no longer fragmented by lies, but secured by divine heavenly realities. The Hebrew word emet beautifully captures this picture. Truth is not partial or selective. It is whole, steadfast, and trustworthy from beginning to end. God's truth covers the full story of our lives, and when we walk in it, we are protected, strengthened, and made ready for every battle. Today, let truth be your covering. Let grace soften your heart as truth strengthens your walk. Let Jesus, who is full of grace and truth, shape your thoughts, your choices, and your identity until your soul is anchored in the unwavering faithfulness of God. Prayer. Lord Jesus, clothe me with your truth. Let your grace and truth fill my heart. Guard my mind and steady my steps. Expose every lie, heal every wound, and align me with your will. Teach me to walk in the freedom that comes from knowing you, and let my soul prosper under the covering of your belt of truth. Hallelujah. Amen. That's from Naomi Schoenberger, 15th April, 2026.